Anger is a very small thing. If you can just wait and watch, you will not find thousands of wild horses. If you can find even a small donkey, that will be enough. Just watch it and it will go slowly. It will enter from this side and will go out from the other side. Just you have to keep a little patience not to ride on it. Anger, jealousy, envy, greed, competitiveness, all our problems are very small, but our ego magnifies them, makes them as big as it can. The ego cannot do otherwise. Its anger has also to be great. By its great anger and great misery and great greed and great ambition, it becomes great. But you are not the ego. You are only a watcher. Just stand by the side and let all the thousands of horses pass. Let us see how long it takes for them to pass. There is no need to be worried. As they come, they are wild, they will go. But we don't miss even a small donkey. We immediately jump on it. You don't need thousands of wild horses. Just a small thing. And you are full of anger and fire. You will laugh about it later on. That how stupid I am. If you can watch without getting involved, as if it is something on the screen of a movie house or of a TV screen, something is passing, watch it. You are not supposed to do anything to prevent it, to repress it, to destroy it, to pull out a sword and kill it, because from where you will get the sword? from the same source from where the anger is coming. It is all imagination. Just watch and don't do anything, for or against, and you will be surprised that which was looking very big becomes very small. The same energy that could have become a fight with the anger is left, pure energy, is delight. I am quoting William Blake. Energy is delight, just energy, without any name, without any adjective. But you never allow energy to be pure, either it is anger or hate or love or greed or desire. It is always involved in something. You never allow it in its purity. And every time anything arises in you is a great chance to experience pure energy. Just watch and the donkey will go. It may raise a little dust, but that dust also settles on its own. You don't have to settle it. You simply wait. Don't move from waiting and watching. And soon you will find surrounded by a pure energy which has not been used in fighting, in repressing, or in being angry. And energy is certainly delight. And once you know the secret of delight, you will enjoy every emotion arising in you. It is a great opportunity just to watch and bring a shower of delight on your being.